This program is sponsored by Grace Women's Outreach.
You're beautiful.
Welcome to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo. Christine journeyed through many years of hurt, pain, and brokenness. It's her desire to share her story, encourage others with it, and point them to the gospel message of Christ.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of this new series called Beauty Out of Brokenness. Each week, I'll be sharing poems that I've written and excerpts from my new book called You're Beautiful. I'm just an ordinary girl with an extraordinary story. And I say extraordinary because of what God has done in my life. I'll reveal how God transformed my life and turned the loss I had experienced into newfound love, heartache into joy, and sickness into a restored life. And I'm so excited for the opportunity to also share how God turned the trauma and pain that I had gone through into a story of redemption. I have to say that I've made many mistakes along the way, trying to figure things out in my own strength. Fortunately, God was patient with me and gave me plenty of opportunities to listen and follow His lead. But in the process, I was stubborn, and I couldn't let go of being in control of my life. His little nudges on my shoulder, they weren't getting my attention. He had to take a real course of action, and I have to give credit where credit is deserved, because God gets all the glory and honor for this story. Because, quite frankly, I am nothing without Him. The Apostle Paul writes in Acts 17:28, "For in Him we live and move and exist." I often have to remind myself of this because either pride gets in the way and I think my way is better, or I try to do things in my own strength, or I get impatient with the process and I move forward with what I want to do. And none of those things are from God. He wants us to lean on Him for everything and trust Him, even when it doesn't make sense. Well, Proverbs 3:5 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." I have a poem that I wrote that I want to share with you that God placed on my heart to remind me that He is my strength. He is my every breath that I breathe. Well, the poem that I want to read to you today is called The Puppeteer. As I was communicating with God this morning, He revealed to me something I had never seen before. Simple as it was, I was taken back. He revealed to me that He is the puppeteer and I'm merely the puppet. My life is controlled by Him, and without Him, I'm dead and lifeless. All that is done in my life is controlled by the puppeteer. He works in and through me by the power of the Holy Spirit, the strings. I am nothing without Him. The lifeless puppet with the strings attached has everything it needs to be alive. It has the will to choose to act on what it has been given. The reality of the show is the puppeteer has full control of the whole scene. No one can see or hear Him because all eyes are on the puppet and the ability to be alive. The funny thing about it is people only see the movement of the puppet, but everyone knows there's a puppeteer in the room. However, all eyes are on the puppet as He takes spotlight on center stage. It all looks so real, as though the puppet is doing the work all on its own. The truth is, there is no show without the puppeteer. No life, no activity, and no show. The puppeteer does his part, and there's nothing more he can do, but wait for you to do your part and take him at his word. No strings attached. Well, this poem, it reminds me of the verse in John 15:5. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Well, I hope that you will see God's mighty hand at work in my life and how he brought me out of the pit of sin and despair as we move along this journey together from week to week. From my experience, I can say that nothing is lost on God if we allow him to work through our pain and struggles. For many years, I tried doing things in my own strength, my own way. You know, I have this issue with being in control of my life. I'm sort of a control freak by nature. You know, that relentless self-will thing. There was so much chaos in my life growing up that I felt like I had to compensate for the chaos and the circumstances that I was living in. As a result, I tried to take control of my circumstances. I know now that I needed to let go, and I'm making progress, but it is a progress in work for me. I've since learned that the more I try to control my circumstances, the harder it makes things for me, and the more stress and chaos I actually have. It had the opposite effect of what I was trying to accomplish. Well, this poem helps to remind me to stay grounded in the realization that I don't have to figure things out on my own. That's not my responsibility. I also have found that I have more freedom in my life when I let go and I focus on God. He will take care of what's needed. My responsibility is to listen and follow his lead. I think that's the best place to be in because I don't have to worry about how things will turn out. When I choose to listen and obey him, I can rest in knowing that everything's going to work out. I know this sounds like an easy concept, but it's kind of hard at the same time. You see, the King of the universe, he has my back. Who better to be following than the sovereign Lord of the universe? And I have to admit that I don't have this area completely figured out either. But you know what? I don't need to have it figured out because he has all the answers. So if I go to him for help, he will direct and guide me. Well, in the first part of the poem, I wrote, he revealed to me that he is the puppeteer, and I'm merely the puppet. My life is controlled by him. But you know, it's only controlled by him if I allow him to have control over it. For the first 47 years of my life, I had control over it. And I made a mess of things. Sad to say, but it's true. When I finally figured out that my way wasn't the best way, I gave up trying. I have to say that I've since learned that freedom came from letting go. Well, further down in the poem, I write, all eyes are on the puppet and the ability to be alive. Well, as a believer, this made me think twice about what I had written here. People are watching me as a child of God. I realize that I can't be perfect, but I can strive to be more like Christ every day. I can do this by getting to know him on a deeper, more intimate level. Well, I looked up the word intimate, and it means close and personal. For me to be close and personal with God, I need to spend time with him, learning about him and who he is. The more I do this, the more I will know him and the more I can resemble him. And the last part of this poem I wrote, the puppeteer does his part and there is nothing more he can do but wait for you to do your part. Don't you love how nothing is forced on us here? We have a choice to have a relationship with whoever we want. Granted, sometimes we don't have a choice because of the family we're born into or the job we're working at. However, we choose the people that we want in our lives and with whom we want to have a deeper, more intimate relationship with. The God of the universe is waiting for you to do your part and take him at his word. No strings attached. And that's the last line of this poem and the beauty of the choice he offers us. You know, I wrote this poem back in March of 2021, and I didn't realize the depth of what I had written until I highlighted it, went back, and put more thought into it. Then I was able to extract more detail from it, which showed me that digging a little deeper helped me to learn more and then applying it in my life. And I think this can go for other things in our lives. Well, I look forward to sharing more details about my story as we dive into my book and see how God transformed my broken life and he turned it into a life with hope and meaning. If you'd like to share your thoughts or your story with me, you can connect with me by going to my website at gracewomensoutreach.org. I'd love to hear from you, and I might read your story on the air because I believe healing can happen when we share our struggles or stories with others. We can also learn from one another. And there may be somebody who might be going through the same thing that you're going through and who can benefit from that. So thank you for listening, and I look forward to the weeks to come.
To connect with Christine, purchase her book, You're Beautiful, or if you'd like her to visit your church for speaking engagement or book club, go to the website, gracewomensoutreach.org. Her goal is to reach women of all ages and backgrounds by going into community churches, women's organizations, and sharing her story. Thank you for listening to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo.
This program was sponsored by Grace Women's Outreach.
Be sure to check out the podcast for this program on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com. To find it, just go to the website and click on the podcast link at the top of the page.